Good morning. Obviously, Reverend Dominey is on vacation today, and I will be the lay leader, but our guest preacher would be the Reverend Bim Goring. He's the pastor of the First Nepali Baptist Church. Reverend Goring has founded and pastored churches in Nepal and Somerville, Mass. His congregation, the First Nepali Baptist, has recently started sharing space with us. He is also helping people to find jobs and providing medical and legal interpretation for Nepali and Hindu-speaking people. I'd like to welcome everybody. We're glad you're here today. If you're visiting us for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the cards at the end of the pews so that we know who is worshiping with us. Also, after service today in the Jetson Chapel directly behind the sanctuary, we will be having a social hour, coffee, and refreshments. And we would be more than honored to have you join us for that. Other announcements. Thank you for remembering the feeding ministry with your extra change in the social hour. Also, the White Cross sign-up sheets are in the Jetson Chapel. The donations to that will be given to the Massachusetts Multicultural Ministries. And also for the Christmas party for new Americans. If you could have some of the donations in by December 4th, Marilyn would appreciate it so she can deliver it. We can take additional donations after that, but she would like to have some of them in order to deliver them early. Now, if you'll join me in a responsive call to worship, which is number one in the blue hymnal. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord.
Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before him with thanksgiving.
Let us extol him with music and song.
For the Lord is great, God.
Great King of all gods.
In his hands are the depths of the earth. The sea is his, for he made it.
His hands formed the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and worship.
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For he is our God.
And we are the people. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation.
Glory and praise he hath done, so long.
Christ Jesus, King of glory, from your place at the right hand of the Father, look down upon us with compassion. In our weakness, be our strength. In our discouragement, be our inspiration. In our sorrow, be our joy. In our dying, be our life. Join me now in praying as the Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
Good morning. It's a privilege to be here with you today. God is great. If you have any prayer concern and any prayer requests or celebrations, any birthdays or whatever you have, yes, please. Okay, sure. As a Christian, we should respect and pray for the president. Either we like or no, he's appointed by God, as the Bible says. So we really need to pray for our country here. Okay? Anybody has? Yes, please. Yes, 300 people have been killed, so let us pray for those families and those who are in hard. And I'd like to request prayer, please. Pray for Nepal, too, because the government has another rule that no one can preach the gospel now in Nepal. They banned it, so they would go to jail if you cross them to, if you preach them the gospel. So, and we really need for Nepal to continue to pray for Nepal. Anybody has it? Okay, and thank you for our church, Nepali Baptist Church, is moving here. Today will be the first service here. We really thank you for all church member and everybody who have respected and accepted as a one part of family. And we are so excited to be here and continue to pray for our people. Okay. Anybody has it? Okay. If not, then we will pray. The creator of the universe and heaven, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we come with our supplement of our prayer. Lord, we pray for this country. Make us strong again. Make us revival again in this country, O God. Let this country be revive the church and the people of the United States so that we may glorify you and help people, those who are in the needs. We pray for the President, Lord, be with him and bless him, help him, and protect him. Let the angel of God be with him. And Lord, help him and give him the good wisdom so that he can rule this country with wisely, and so that your people can have a peace of mind and their life would be a safe and secure in this country. Lord, we do pray for Egypt, Lord God. There are so many people have been hurt and have been killed, and especially we pray for the family. Lord, be with them. Lord, even though they may not know you, Lord, let your confirmation and the encouragement and the sympathy be upon those people so that one day they may know who you are. They may know that you are the only God who can give them peace and joy in their life. Let all the country may know you, Lord. We thank you for the Nepali Church, and we're so much thankful to be here so that we're able to come here and celebrate together and worship together. We thank you for this church. Let all the church be blessed. Strengthen them, bless them, and protect them so we all can glorify you in your name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Let us now present our tithes and offerings. Well, there are many who have not heard. There are many who wish to grow in faith. There are many who are hungry and homeless. There are many who need our care and concern. The ushers will now come forward and receive your tithes and offerings.
Yes.
We give our offerings, Lord, because we wish the hungry to be fed. We wish the sorrowing to be comforted. We wish the disturbed to find peace. Mm-hmm. We wish the wandering to be brought home. And we wish the entire world to know the grace of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning again. I'd like to introduce my family first of all, and I want you to stand up, all my family, my wife and my mother-in-law and three dog girls and boy. We are from Nepal, and most of people even don't know where the Nepal is. It's a small country between India and China, having a 10 highest mountain in the whole world, so including Mount Everest. So anybody want to lose the weight, we need to go to Nepal to walk. Okay, I want to talk a little bit how I came to the Lord, just a couple minutes, then I'll jump to the sermon. I was raised in an Orthodox Buddhist family, and since Nepal was only Hindu kingdom in the whole world, there was no any religion were allowed to be practiced except Hindu. We just got a freedom in 1990, so and since then it's become a little bit freedom to preach the gospel. And when British was ruling India, and then the gospel was closed for 250 years, no foreigner were allowed. And there is only two countries in the world that has been, never been colonized by any other country. Many countries, most of countries have been colonized by another country, right? There is only two countries that in the world that never has been colonized by any other country, Nepal and Ethiopia. Because this is a mountain country, no, there is no benefit to take that mountains, you know. Because people can walk in the hill, because we say the mountain here, but we call them the foothill. Because we are way, like the Mount Everest is like a 28,000 feet high, like a plane fly. And my village is probably about 8,000 to 9,000 above sea level. And we will be above the cloud. Cloud will be always down. So sun rising, we see down, not up. The sun come really from the down. All right, and I became a Christian in India. My father was in the Indian Army. Because my name, last name is Gurung. Gurung tribe is being always hired by British. And India, Brunei, Singapore, they are fearless people in the world to fight. So they always, all the young guys from the hill area, and they take them to join their country to be an army. And then if you see in the UK, they have a Gorkha regiment. And they are the one goes first. Anything happening in the world, they are the one in the front line. So I just a little bit. And grew up in a Buddhist family and never know who was Jesus. And never told us about Jesus. And in 1989, I happened to go to Nagaland. The Nagaland is a Christian state. So I went to church and little children were singing song beautifully in a Christmas day, you know, thanking God. In the name of God, all children were so happy, happily singing. But in the name of God, we were tortured when we were children, right? In the name of God, we were tortured because we had to do a lot of things. You know, we have to obey all the monks and all the priests. In the name of God, I was tortured. But in the name of God, these young people, the children are singing freely. What kind of God is this? Then I started to get a little bit interested about this. And then I finally, some Nepali people had a Nepali Bible since there was no translation. And then they gave me the Bible. And then I started to read the Bible. And I found the truth only in the Bible. Amen. I read the Hinduism, Buddhism. All we practice in our life. We read the books. But everybody talk about sin and solution. But only Bible talks the salvation. Amen. Only Bible talks the salvation. That's why I found this is the truth. And I accepted Lord and Savior in the age of 15 or 16. And then after my baptism, I said I want to go back to Nepal to be a missionary. Since then, that time we were put in the jail. If you preach the gospel, you go to jail, you stone, spit everywhere, you know. You're bringing the foreigner religions. You cow eater religion because they don't eat the cow because cow is the sacred god for them, you know. And we used to drink the cow, the urine, when the priest, you know, let us drink it this because people don't know what they're doing. You know, we were just doing whatever the monks and priests let us do. And then I went to my country, in my village. And in the age of 16, I was excommunicated from my society. I couldn't stay home. Because I have to live with my parents, everybody. If you stay, then they will excommunicate all your family. Then nowhere to go. Then I left my village and I prayed to God, Lord, I want to go to Bible college. Since you have called me, now my life is now, I'm going to work for you and I want to sacrifice my life for you. And it's amazing how God opened the door. And I went to the Bible college. 3 years I was excommunicated. I was not allowed to go home. I lost everybody. But now, they know who I am, and they want me to come back. Amen. My father, 84 years old, he got baptism last year. And it is a great blessing. And I'm the first Christian in my whole generation. Thousands of years we follow this different religion, Hinduism, Bono, and Buddhism. And I was the first one that accept Christ. And I am the blessed one. Amen. And we all blessed those who know Christ, and those who believe in Him, and those who work for Him. We are the blessed one. People might scare us. People might think we are not unworthy. People might think you are nothing, but we are the worthiest people in the whole world. Amen? Praise the Lord. And then I came to the United States of America. I don't know how God opened me the door. I went to get the visa. He just gave it to me. It's easy to go to heaven rather than come this country. You believe or not? It's easy to go to heaven. Only with third world country people know how hard it is. You have to have money. You have to have education. You have to have everything. It's not easy. But when I went to get visa, I didn't take nothing. I just went to get visa, and then where are you going? I'm going to Bible college. Who is sponsoring you? I have a scholarship. It just gave it to me. You know, and it was amazing. So I went back after my graduation in 2004. I went back to Nepal to the church that I studied, and I was working there. And that time we had a civil war. Maoists and the government were civil war fighting. About 10,000 people lose life within this period. And the Christians were more persecuted because I had an American friend coming helping in the ministry. And then December 24 night, I was attacked. I was tied by the necktie, put gun in the back, and a knife here, then I couldn't stay. I had some American friend from Pennsylvania too. Then I said, Lord, it's risky for me to stay here. Then I flew back here and I came to Somerville. And that time in Somerville, there was no any Nepali Christian. And now there are 35,000 Nepalis in Greater Boston area. And then I started the church. I pastored 5 years for one person. We need a patient. I pastored for 5 years for one person. If I don't pastor, she will be lost. Then after 5 years, God started to bring more people, more people, more people. Now we have a bigger spaces. Amen. We are hoping that we reach the gospel to Nepali people and people those who are around the world here. Okay, this is short my testimony how I came here. Now, I want to preach. I'm not going to take the 1 hour, I know for sure, but my church, I especially preach 45 minutes, so we a little bit, our culture is they want to listen more, so I'm sure that I want to finish on time. Okay. No, it's okay. I want to talk about the donkey because it's not about the, the sermon of the Palm Sunday. As usually people preach about donkey in the Palm Sunday. But I wanted to talk about donkey today and donkey for Christ. And whosoever believe of Jesus, and we carry Jesus, right? And we became a donkey. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this. And because I became a donkey for Christ, and I'm being respected today here, and I'm able to come here and have a ministry and have a word of God together because we carry the Jesus. Because Jesus is the King, and we are the donkey. I'm not actually saying donkey, but in a spiritual way, I'm saying that. I wanted to, the book of Jeremiah 9:9 talk about how donkey will come and talk about the Israeli people, how they will rescue, how they will, how Jesus would be coming. It was prophesied. But I'm not talking more about that, but I just want to focus on donkey for Christ today. We see donkey is one of the animal that's very patient animal, and I research about it a lot. And everybody, you know, like donkey. They like donkey, a mule or whatever maybe. And Jesus rode on the donkey because donkey was really highly respected because Jesus was on the donkey. So today, any Christian, any color, any country, wherever we go, we will be respected because we carry Jesus. Amen. We carry Jesus. So, this is a very, very strange thing, PowerPoint, you can see. Look at the donkey. Hold on. Okay. Donkey is much more stronger than horse. You know, I study more about the donkey. Horse or beings look very big, nice, pretty nice. But donkey is much more smaller than horse. But it is much more stronger than horses. So if you read the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, you say, I can do all things who strengthen me. Many times we feel lonely. Many times we feel I am unworthy. Many times we feel that we are not able to do anything. The Bible says, I can do all things who strengthens. Amen. So, I mean, this donkey is much more powerful. In my country, they have no transportation. In the hill area, you can't make the road. No road, because you can't break the mountain. How can you break the mountain? How can cargo? So all the goods are being transported by like this. These are maybe salt or sugar or rice. They carry maybe 30, 40 of this donkey will be walking on the street. You know what, donkey? If donkey don't get a heavy burden in his shoulder, he cannot walk straight. He just crawl down and cry. That means he needs something to put on. As a Christian today, we need to ask burden from the Lord. What can we do for the Lord? And we as donkey cannot stay without carrying something else. Actually, he crawled down and made noises. That means he needs something to be carried on his body. I think as a Christian, as a minister, as a pastor, I think we need to ask God to carry the burden. And God is ready to give us a burden to every each one of us. That's what Jesus said. Carry my burden. Give you a burden. And another thing, the donkey is trained by the word and action. Most of animals are being trained by, you know, torturing. You know, most of animals like ox, what do you call bull, we plow them in the villages. We don't see here, but I saw the Amish people using the horses in the Pennsylvania area. They plow. In order to train their young the bull, you need to beat them very bad because he cannot go on the track. So his body will be tortured and beaten to walk in the track. But donkey is not trained by like this. Donkey is being trained by word and action. This donkey is very passionate, listens very good, and does work very patiently. Very patiently. We don't have to torture him in order to train. If you say, hey, come here, or do this, he will never say that. Most of animal run. You know, if you put something, it's going to run. But this is very passionate animal. And donkey, the Corinthians 11, 1 Corinthians 11 and 1 says that we must work in action. Many times, most of Christians in the world, I've seen people, oh, I'm a Christian. I go to church, but when there is a need comes, they don't care. What I'm trying to say is that as a Christian today we are, we must be world in action. As a donkey, passionately, he works, he listens. And the Word of God today says that, you know, like I'm trying to teach my church people here, you know, how to serve to the people. Serving is a blessing. Passionately, no murmur, no complaint. And one thing I've heard in America, most of children, you know, from their mouth, what do you listen? I'm tired. The word tired. Even the baby, I'm tired. They didn't work. They didn't go to job. But the first thing from their mouth is come, I'm tired. Right? What I'm trying to say is that many people complain their life. I haven't know this, I have know this, this and that. But I think as a Christian, we must be thankful and grateful what God has given and done in our life. Another thing, look at this donkey. This picture is a kind of a... Donkey is a hardworking animal with patience. Look at the all this heavy burden hanging him out. He carry more than his... He can hold it. And his poor donkey is hanging in the top because he's a happy Lord here. Many times we feel so when the church, family problem, finances problem, children problem, we feel like we are overloaded, right? Especially working hard. But many times we feel we are overloaded. But the Bible says here, Corinthians 3, 26:23 says, be patient and work. We feel like we are overloaded by the circumstances, overloaded by the finances, overloaded by the family. Even though this donkey, even though he carried this thing, he's never going to make noise. Tomorrow he's going to carry again. He's going to carry again, patiently. I think we need to learn from donkey that we really need to be patient, patiently. Whatever circumstances might come in our life, let us be patient and let us give first priority to God and ask Him the direction and carry the burden what God has given us. And this is amazing. This is the only one animal that they love the children. Donkey is lover of the children. Donkey loves children. This animal loves. Most of animal might hit you, you know, might kick you. The children are scared to go, you know. But this donkey is a lover of the children. I found out this in the research that they love the children. And John 4:7 says, God is a love. And we need to love one another. From the donkey, we learn that they love the human being. You know, in America, I have a really like neighbor. The neighbor, don't know what's the name. Next door, we don't know who they are. We don't know where they come from. We don't know what's their name. You know how I found out? In America, the first introduction to get to know, they start from the dog. They bring the dog on the park, and then they are not going to ask your name, but they're going to ask dog's name first. They're going to ask the dog's name, not my name. Hey, what's a beam? They're not going to say, hey, what is your dog's name? And slowly, they're going to ask you your name. It's a crazy world now. Before the iPad come, I use the iPhone or iPad. I don't really want to use it, this, but you know, this phone, when this iPhone came in the world, everything eyes open, but spiritually the eye has been blinded. This sign, you Apple, is the devil, is Satan's snake mouth, actually, this. They grab in the garden of Adam. Adam grabbed the apple. That's the whole design of the person who designed it. They could have put a whole apple, but this is a snake mouth, see? You can see snake mouth from the far, just half apple. It was Adam and Eve ate the apple in the garden. You know, the first product of the computer of the Apple price was $666. It started with this. You can Google it. Before the iPhone come, iPad come, you know, everybody used to talk in the bus, you know, how are you, where you come from. Now, even though my children don't want to talk, they want to use the phone. There is no love in the world now. It's all been selfish. You see the train in the bus, you don't see nobody giving eye contact to you, right? Everybody, like, even though there are 100 people squeezing, like this. That means there is no love. As a Christian, as a living in the community, I think we need to love, we need to show the love of Jesus Christ to the world, to the community, to all people. Amen? Almost done. And this is the most, I like this. This is the, I like this picture, you know, I mean, donkey is very intelligent than so many animals. Very clever. Seems he's like very patient, but inside he's very, very clever. Very intelligent animal. He graduated, see? His graduation. He graduated from the college. I like this because most donkey is much more clever than another animal. He knows where to go. He knows what to behave. He knows how to respect his master. And he knows where to go. You know, I have seen so many, like a buffalo, water buffalo, and a bull. In the mountain, they have a green leaves, right? They like a green leaves. But if there is a green leaf in the mountain, they go. They go and they go and they go and they eat. After filling the stomach, they can come back. They go down to the hill, they die. Because they have no idea that I would die. Because they love only green grass. They don't know the way that gonna fall down and die. But the donkey is not like that. He's already aware. He knows everything. If I go there, I'm gonna be in trouble. You know, if I do this, that's gonna be wrong. This animal is very intelligent. So as a Christian, before we speak to our people, and I tell to my congregation, so you have to be very careful. You have to know the culture. You have to know the people. You have to know the behavior. If you talk the way I am, and people may not like it. So many churches that I have seen that most of people are being hurt by the own congregation. People are hurt by the congregation. Some people are hurt by the pastor, but pastor don't care. They just talk like, you know, and then people never come to church. And many people have spoken to me like that, but as a pastor, I have passion, but I cannot talk with the people like this. And they may hurt, and they may not come to church. I found one guy cried loud, and he was against of the pastor. He's a good singer. He sings very good. I told him, hey, you're a very good singer. There was one evidence like a festival was happening in Somerville, and he sings very good song. Then I say, very good. After that, I say, thank you so much, you sing so good. And he was crying. I'm a pastor, you know, you need to go to, I wish I had people to sing in my church like you. I said, like, and he started to cry. And then he was hurt by the ministry. So I think as a Christian, as a lover of the Christ, as a lover of our community, I think we need to think carefully and talk before we, you know, behave with the people. I know you are doing good, but I'm not telling this you to do, but I'm just learning from the donkey, you know. If you see the book of Ephesians 5:15, you can find that very good. Paul writes to Ephesian people, very nice. All right, almost done. And this animal is a very independent animal. They like freedom. He doesn't want to squeeze. You know, I think we all like independent life. Nobody likes to stay squeezed, you know. We all like the independence. So the Christ has given us an independent life. And we enjoy the salvation that God has given to us. And we enjoy the life that God has given us. We enjoy the family God has given us. We enjoy the job God has given us. We enjoy the wealth and the money and the good health that God has given us in our life. There is no complaint. There is no murmur. Because Christ the one who gives everything. Amen? Bible says, any good things come from above, not from down. Whatever we are receiving in the world, whatever we are receiving blessing, is from above. The Christ, the God, the one who sends us, who gives us. And if you study book of John 4:24, this animal is very sensitive too. He could be, he cannot run. He doesn't run. If you just kick him, he doesn't run, but it fills him bad inside. He might come slow. I like the bulldog, you know. If you kick the bulldog, he's never going to run. He's going to come close to you, close to you, close to you. And you don't want to beat him. But any other dog you beat, they run. That's why any problem, circumstances, different problem comes in our life. We need to come closer to Christ. Amen? This is a good hearing. This animal has very good hearing. He can hear 60 miles far away. Very, very good hearing. Most of animals cannot hear like this. He can hear 60 miles away. It's amazing how his ear is. And as a pastor, as a leader, that's what I say to my church too. And I myself, I need to have good hearing. And we Christians need to have good hearing. The Word of God. Respect to God. He can hear the 60 miles. And Romans 10 verse 17 says about the hearing. What kind of hearing should I hear? Many times people want to hear the negative, right? They don't want to hear the positive. If you talk about the positive, people, I don't have time, I'm going to go. But if you talk the negative, people are going to stay longer. If you read the Bible, in 5 minutes, you're going to be... But if you read the another magazine, are you going to be like this? You know, there was one accident happened in Nepal. One lady never go to bed. She couldn't sleep at all. That disease called... what kind of disease is that? Yeah, something she cannot sleep at all. And her husband was army, and her husband married another woman because she couldn't have the son, children. That's a very bad culture. And then she became like, couldn't sleep, and then disease. Then she was walking all over the street in the India border, Nepal and India border, because she couldn't sleep. Then one man found out that, Christian man found out that, and said to her, if you come to church and if you read the Bible, you're going to get sleep. Okay? And then she really came to the church and bought the Bible and read the Bible. And really once she read the Bible, she goes to bed. Because Satan doesn't want us to read the Bible. She read the Bible as a medicine, not as a Christ word. So many times, we Christians today, we don't read the Bible. Because devil doesn't want us to read the Bible. Because we go to sleep soon. We don't want to hear the Word of God. We don't want to hear the positive stuff. So I like to encourage all of us, let us read the Bible. And find out more. What is the secret? And the things that is hidden in the Bible. We can find every day new and new. I went to Bible class about 9 years, but still But still, I find the new things. Even though I study 100 years of Bible, I find every day new. That is the word of God. Hidden and unfathomable God. Word that is always, the treasure is always inside. Amen? Okay, finally, this animal has a very good digestive system. And Paul talks about health too. As a Christian, we need to take care of our health too. If I am sick, how can I do God's ministry? Right? I need to be healthy. So what I do is that I go to gym every day about 1 hour before I go to work. I want to be, you know, healthy. Because the food in the world now is no good. Everything chemical. No organic. The doctor told me that you are going to have the diabetes soon in the borderline. And then I start to scare about it. And then I started to go to a gym and try to, you know, do my fitness. So I used to really big, sorry to say that. I was really big, but now I really throw out about 30 pounds. I'm trying to throw out more 20 pounds. I can do all things Christ can within me. Many times we think that we are not able to do, but we can do through Christ. And this animal has a very good digestive system. See, this is a dry, very dry grass. They eat this. But they have a very good digestive system, and he is always strong. The horse is the only one animal that eats the finest and a very good food, right? He never eats the rotten food. The horse never eats rotten grasses. The horse always eats the fresh. But the animal, donkey, eats like this very dry grass, but it gives him energy, and he's very strong, and he's stronger than any other animal. Like a horse, like he carry more than any other animal. This is it today for me, and I finally, this is all about serving, and you know, let us talk about Lord Jesus Christ from the bottom of our heart. This is from my side, and we are moving in this church. We thank you for all the church committees and accepting us to worship in this building, and let us work together, serve God together, and let us be like a donkey and carry burden one another. And carry and loving, caring each other, and do God's ministry as long as we live in this world. I think this is the promise of the life that we have as a Christian. And I think we all can do great things for the Lord. May God bless all of us. And let us be a servant of God. Patiently. Let us love one another and serve Christ through our life. May God bless all of us. Thank you. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for the man. And let us serve God with heartily and patiently, that the blessing and the love that you have given to us. Lord, we thank you. for your Son Jesus Christ, through whom we are strong, through whom we are alive, through whom we are alive. There is no one that has given us freely like you, O God. And we love you, and we thank you, and we will be loving and serving heartily as you have given your life on the cross for us. Help us to be humble and patient so that we may protect your image to our community, to our people, to the world. Help us to be humble, servant, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Now we depart from this place. May your loving grace and mercy be upon every one of us till we meet again. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.